current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Buffer Zone Talks. Talks have resumed to reinstate the old 1974 buffer zone, originally imposed under the guise of, quote, keeping peace and making room for negotiations, unquote, but in reality meant to divide and weaken us. Today, these negotiations are nothing but discussions over which hard-won revolutionary gains can be surrendered. Our Ummah in Syria sees through this betrayal. These meetings with the enemies of Islam are not for the country's good, but to appease foreign powers who have always sought to undermine Muslims and strip away their political independence. During these talks, Al-Shara has been under heavy pressure from the United States. US officials have used both promises and threats to push him in a direction that suits their interests. Al-Shara, once respected for his resistance, is now pretty much proven to be someone who has lost his way. He fears that the people will turn against him, but instead of standing strong, he has chosen to follow foreign demands. His actions are seen as weakness, not leadership, and this has caused anger and disappointment among his own people. Perhaps the most bitter wound is Al-Shara's unmistakable betrayal of the revolution. Once aligned with the pursuit of justice, sovereignty free from foreign interference, and the upholding of Islamic values, he has now strayed far from these principles. Today, he champions policies that echo the very ambitions of those long opposed to Islam. The disbelievers who have tirelessly sought to fracture the unity of the Muslim world now find in Al-Shara a willing accomplice to their designs. For many, the heartbreak lies not in defeat at the hands of external enemies, but in the unraveling of the revolution by those who once claimed to stand with it. Yet, there remains hope. The only true way to resist these schemes is through genuine political awareness. Our people must grasp the reality of what is unfolding, how global powers operate, what their objectives truly are, and how they exploit local leaders to advance their interests. When the Muslim Ummah becomes politically aware, it can see through their lies and manipulations. But awareness alone is not enough. We must channel it into establishing the Khilafah on the path of prophethood, a system that unites Muslims under the rule of Islam, shields us from foreign domination, and ensures justice and independence from all interference. Only such a leadership can guard the true goals of the revolution and repel the plots of the kuffar. May Allah protect us from the oppressors and the enemies of this deen.
ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون.
And do not be inclined to the wrongdoers, or you will be touched by the fire, for then you would have no protectors other than Allah, nor would you be helped. Surah Hud, verse 113. May Allah hasten His victory for us. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.